Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2. It's John and Lance.
I destroyed.
John's ripping Coors Light families apart.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 905. Anybody wants to answer? 737-80-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. I'm looking at our ways that you can watch us. I was on the app just the other day. Well, no, I was on 979-HD2. 979-HD2. And for those of you that have any problems with the 975 signal, you're more than welcome. How about downloading the app and listen through your Bluetooth? That's a great way to do it. You can. There's all kinds of streams here. I'm looking at our Twitter, our X feed right now. Okay, right now I'm on it. You go to ESPN 975 Houston, at ESPN 975, and you can watch the show there. So, and a bunch of different ways that you can consume. It's what we do, and we consume. 713-780-3776 is the number.
Have you guys made plans because there's some belief that this team can make a Super Bowl, right? You both believe this.
Oh, I absolutely believe.
Have you made plans to possibly make a stop at Radio Row for Super Bowl week? Would you do that if the Texans are in the Super Bowl?
I don't think we're going to. No, it's in San Francisco. We're not doing that. But next year in L.A. will be a lot easier. Lance can stay at my house and we'll do the show from Radio Row.
So when they're back-to-back Super Bowls for the Texans.
Yeah, back-to-back.
Yeah, but we're going to do the afternoon show with Jeremy and the Bees. We'll take over
it's
the afternoon.
One
so
well,
we can stay
Joe,
up.
George,
it's the Jays now.
Well, they're still the Bees, I think.
No, it's the Jays.
Did they change the name?
It's Jeremy and Joe. That's the name of the show.
Jeremy and Joe. Joe, I call it Joe and Jeremy, but
it's not the official title. But you are known to not reference the official title of shows all the time.
Extremely disrespectful.
Yeah. Always disrespectful.
Well, you with the Bees, that's a little disrespectful.
Yes.
You knew what I meant.
No, you're doing it on purpose. That's why it's disrespectful.
I see them. I'm up here.
You see
and B Mac, their producer.
Well, Joe George, there's no B there.
Screwed.
Joe B. George.
I don't know. That's his name.
You don't know? You don't know?
I just said that, actually. No, you're right. I said I don't know.
It could be.
In fact, I said I don't know.
It's like Michael B. Jordan.
Winner pitchers and catchers.
You know what? Let's do how different is Joe George from Michael B. Jordan?
No. Let's get this phone call
Joe B. George and Michael B. Jordan. Let's do that. Michael B. Jordan is apparently making out with Zoe Kravitz. You think Joe George is doing that?
No. He's married.
No. No, he's married. Okay?
All right.
Not doing that. What we're doing here is we're talking to Reggie. Hey, Reggie.
Yeah.
Hey, morning, fellas.
Hey, morning.
Hey, I'm calling you guys from Saudi Arabia, so long distance call.
What? You in the service?
Yeah, man, I've been a long time. No. I'm on that live HR deal.
Oh, okay.
So I've been working over about 11 and a half years, but I've been riding with y'all since the 610 day, so long time, first time. Anyway, and I was calling because I was listening to the podcast yesterday, catching up, and you guys never spoke about that Hannah on the sidelines blowing that bubble with the bubble gum. And I think that needs to be a meme.
I did. Yeah.
That should be a meme every time the Texans win, because like they had just, I don't know if it was just after the Rankins touchdown, they cut to her, and it was like the game was over and she blew that bubble. And so I don't know if that should be a meme after every time they win or just for the Titans wins. But I thought that was pretty cool. I was like, that's my queen right there. The second thing is you guys were talking about arbitration for the Strohs. And when you said Jesus Sanchez is making more than Hunter Brown, I got depressed because I cannot stand Jesus Sanchez. I think he's a dumb player. And I don't just say that willy-nilly. There's some context clues there. Like, he can't catch a routine fly ball. It's like when I'm watching my little my 7-year-old, when he was out in the outfield, and you're just praying the ball doesn't come to him. You know it's going to come to him. And he catches it with the glove by his neck. And then the one game, he dropped that inning-ending fly ball.
Yep.
Next play, Trammell does that backflop, breaks his back.
Yep.
Spinal. And so now his dumbness is hitting our other players. And then the other thing, you saw when he was mic'd up and he was talking to the player and he says, how do you say your name? And is it Jakob? And he goes, no, it's Chaz. This idiot was talking to Chaz McCormick. And so I was just thinking, like, what good teams have dumb, bad players on them? Like, who's the all dumb, bad player team? Like, Ken Giles would have been on that team.
But
I don't know who else would be on that team.
Yeah. John Rocker.
And that's John Rocker. But he was good, though, at least.
Yeah.
But Sanchez stinks. And, like, by the end of the year, every time I'd see him smile, it would just make me angry. Because it's like he had birds flying around his head or
but
something.
But apparently he always smiles, though. He's always smiling. And you know, and everybody says the same thing. I my buddy is with the Marlins, and I said, hey, we got Jesus Sanchez, and you guys got, Ryan Gusto. He was so pissed about that, by the way. And he said, well, he just always smiles for no reason. He's always smiling. We don't know why.
Always.
Always. And you know what? That's just him. He just goes along. I'm with you, though, Reggie. I don't get why you would pay him sick. I just don't get it. I don't like the infatuation. He can't catch a fly. He can't hit a left-handed pitcher, period. I mean, he's very limited, this dude. So, wow. Hey, I got a question for you. What do they think of Koepka leaving LIV?
Oh, it's the country's in mourning. The flags are at a half mast. No, I don't think anyone's. I haven't heard word on the streets yet about it. So,
LIV is not probably a big deal in Saudi Arabia. It's not even played in Saudi Arabia.
It is.
I mean, unless he's talking to the guys in the PIF.
Well,
I don't know that he's dealing with the PIF necessarily.
I don't know if you know him. I met Scott. Scott O'Neill, who's now the LIV commissioner.
Do you know him at all?
Do
you know the LIV commissioner,
no,
sir?
Reggie,
okay.
You're not familiar with him.
He assumed you did. All of you people are the same
in
Saudi Arabia.
Small town.
Yeah,
it's a country.
Scott doesn't live in Saudi Arabia either. Just he probably lives has a house in the Hamptons.
Anyway, he's calling us from Saudi Arabia. I would have thought he would know if everybody, the country's in, he did. He said the country's in mourning without Koepka.
It was a good joke.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Well done, Reggie.
Ray, we appreciate you, Reggie. You're doing a great job. Call back.
Thank you for your service.
Call back.
In the oil and gas industry.
Yeah.
In the energy sector.
Kate texted, our good friend, the chef, Kate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dell should be pumped. He loves that Saudi milk. You love that Saudi milk?
What is Saudi milk?
I got to get a reference because I don't know what she's talking about.
I don't know what she's talking about either.
Sounds gross.
If you do. I was wondering if
I'm going to have to Google it.
What is that Saudi milk?
It's a popular brand of dairy products, primarily long-life UHT milk produced by Saudi Arabian company, blah, blah, blah. Established in 76, known for enriching its products with vitamins A and D and offering quality, preservative-free options for families.
If that's what she's referencing, I've never had it.
I thought you loved that Saudi milk.
Ultra high temperature.
She knows.
I appreciate it.
I mean, there must be something that she knows that we don't know.
There must be something that she has an inside look at that we are.
Clearly, because I'm going to have to put Saudi milk Urban Dictionary.
I'm going to put Saudi milk Dell.
You're not going to find anything that way.
I don't know what that means.
Well, apparently Kate does. Kate knows. Kate knows what that means. Chris wants to talk about Reggie. What do you say, Chris?
Hey, guys, long-time listener, and was listening to the show yesterday, and when Reggie called in today and Dell said, or maybe it was you, John, said we have Reggie on the line, it made me think of yesterday's show and how much I missed the other Reggie,
mm-hmm.
that when, John, you made the comment about Woody and Chubb pounding the hole. Have you guys heard from the other Reggie in a while?
No.
We have not heard from the other Reggie.
You know the Reggie that likes
Gilbert.
Reggie Palmer. Yeah, Reggie Palmer. We haven't heard from him.
Yeah,
I didn't know he had a last name.
On Twitter, he does.
Yeah, he's Reggie Palmer. Yeah, we haven't heard from. I thought it was that Reggie, Chris. I did. And it turned out to be Reggie from Saudi Arabia making good sense.
The other thing I thought about was his 7-year-old catching pop flies in the desert sand with the sun in his eyes. That might be difficult. So I don't know that I want to hate on that kid too much if he's playing Saudi Arabian baseball in the desert.
Yeah. That reminds me of the old.
That might be a little difficult.
That reminds me of the old. When Yvonne DeJesus missed a fly ball, he lost. And Harry Carey. It's sunny 365 days a year in the Dominican Republic, and he loses a ball in the sun. Yeah, that reminds me of a little Harry Carey. All right, 713-780-36. If you're in Saudi Arabia, call us.
Or if you know what Kate's referencing when she says Saudi milk.
I don't
milk.
Know what she means. I'm asking her. What the hell does that mean? We don't know what that means. 713-780-36. 7, 8, 7, 3,
and why do I specifically love it?
Why
not Lance or John?
Is it has to do with Granny?
Maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I'll get it from her. 713-780-3776. Lance, John Despot. Maybe maybe Dell should sue Kate.
I don't want him doing that.
Defamation.
I don't want. And John doesn't take those cases. He takes personal injury cases. People have been injured. Due to someone else's negligence, not their feelings injured, actual injuries on the roadways, at the workplace, out in the a lot of times refinery blasts are huge ones for him because there's so much work to be done. The Astroworld tragedy, John was a big part of that. John is known in circles as being the guy who you turn to when you want someone fighting really hard. You know, there's certain lawyers who get the reputations of that's the guy you want. John is the guy you want. John and his law firm are the lawyers that you want because they will fight for you. They passionately pursue justice for the injured, and they don't give in to bad settlements. They just don't. It's too important. You get one chance to take care of all the bills, all your pain and suffering, all of your the work that you are going to miss, whether it's short-term, long-term, or maybe forever, loss of life. That's horrible. It happens. John Despot and his lawyers have to fight for people when that happens. And so you want someone who's on your side and who is going to fight the good fight. 713-CALL-NOW. That's the phone number. That's the first call you should make. Before you do anything, consult with them. 713-CALL-NOW or go to DespotLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, I want to make Lance happy now. This is going to make Lance happy. I try to do this. You know what? I never like... I like him to be happy. I like him to be calm.
Oh, you're not going to play the sound on that janky computer?
I'm not going to play the sound on this janky
computer. Because that'll make me happy.
No, that doesn't make you happy.
He's got speakers
I'm making
busted.
You happy. We're talking about the college football playoff going forward.
All right.
Heather Dinich explaining this.
We got to talk about Portal, too.
To explaining this to Mike Greenberg. And she goes from, she says, okay, you got your four conference champs. You got the group of five. They're all in. Notre Dame's in if it's top 12. And then goes on to say this.
So you've got this give and take. You've got these protections for the Power Four Conference champions, Notre Dame and the Group of Five, in exchange for, okay, Big Ten, SEC. You guys have the money, the power, the most teams in the college football playoff historically. You get the decision. But it's a group effort. The Power Four commissioners have been talking multiple times leading up to this. Everyone knows where everyone stands. But the Big Ten and SEC have to agree. And yes, the Big Ten wants 24 teams with automatic qualifiers, without automatic qualifiers, however they can get to it. But Greg Sankey at this point is not ready to commit to that 2 or 3 years down the road. But I'm telling you, Greeny, there are people in that room who would at least consider a 24-team playoff. People are thinking about that. Jesus. That is a real conversation.
24-game playoff.
24-team playoff.
The season,
let's do it next year.
The season now goes
let's do it next
until
year.
March. Now you're going into now you're going past the Super Bowl.
We need more group of five. We need more.
I'm hearing that they could make more money if they continue to play more games.
Wait a minute. Six-win teams automatically in the playoff. Six-win teams automatically.
Rice is going to make the playoffs this year.
Rice will make the, no, they were 5-7. They still made it. But if you don't have grades, if we have an uneven number, Rice is in the playoff. That's what I want.
You don't have grades.
If you don't have grades, Rice
grades don't count anymore.
Yes, they do. Right? That's how Rice got in first into the postseason. Into the
yeah, but
because they were 5-7. And
do you know what that means? There's going to be more opt-outs in the playoffs. Is all that means. The more you spread, the more opt-outs are going to be.
Because then opt out. Then get out. We don't need you in the playoffs.
Then don't let them in.
No, beat it.
You have to say if
beat
you,
it. Get out if you don't want to play in a playoff game.
But you had opt-outs in the middle of the playoffs for Oregon.
For backups. Who gives a
no, yeah, portal. Real backups who played.
Well, right.
And you can't lose your roster. What do you mean?
Who cares about
and
them?
To be clear, these players weren't opting to, you know, go to the NFL or we're just not going to play. They were saying we're leaving our team in the middle of the playoff.
Of the thing.
We're entering the portal.
And you didn't have to do that because other players stayed.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Well, one of the Oregon running backs stayed.
Yeah, the Oregon running back. Yeah, he could have left he didn't leave. He stayed. All those guys should have stayed.
He stayed.
You can enter your name in the portal without leaving
and
the
keep
team.
Playing, yeah.
What kind of loser mentality? I mean, seriously, if that's a brotherhood, you literally left your entire team in the playoffs. When you didn't have to, you can put your name in without leaving. You could have stayed just like the running back did. That's really chicken bleep. Like, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't be allowed to do
Well, I want 24 teams. I mean, I'm,
I want
then,
48.
And then we go to 28, and then maybe we go to 64.
Willis Wilson always said he wanted all the college basketball.
I
got to
tell you, for a person who has watched his team play three games and has a fourth, I don't know how emotionally you take it as a fan. Particularly if they're in close games, that's a lot of football. And for, of course, the physical toll on the players is one thing. But as a fan,
who cares about that?
Yes, of course. Let's not ever care about the health of the people entertaining us at all.
Are you not entertained?
They would have to turn the regular season into like a 7-8 game regular season.
Yeah, no, the regular season has to be shaved down.
Well, and they should do it all before the new year.
And then, guess who loves that? The poverty teams who aren't going to be in the playoffs. You now have less money. Sorry, because the TV contracts are going to start to go away.
Listen, January 9th should have been the end of the season.
Yes.
They got to figure it out where it's not till the 19th. This is ridiculous.
But you can't do it if you're
expanding. And then you got the and all the portal kids that are coming that can't come or can't leave their school. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
But can you do it if you expand? I guess you can expand the playoffs if you literally start the playoffs the week after
the regular season
conference championship games. Yeah, right. That's the only way you could do it. No buys. You can't have buys.
Which that's
no,
I think that's Army problem. Navy weekend though, so that's a problem.
Oh well, too bad. You're on TV. We don't care. You're not going to be in the playoffs anyway.
No one will care about it if it's a playoff.
I don't care. It's okay. No one cares anyway.
About what?
Just some people. A few people. It doesn't matter. We're not changing the schedule. No, we got to get these playoff games in. There's money to be made.
I think if you are playing a championship, like the team is making the championship game. Sometimes they're playing 16. Like I think the Canes play will finish playing 16. Is it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Indiana will play that number as well.
Indiana's playing 16. Miami 15. They didn't play in the championship game.
No, Miami played an extra game. Remember, because they had to play in the first round.
It's an NFL schedule.
So 16.
Oh, yeah.
It's an NFL regular schedule moving forward.
Yeah. And if you're going to 24, what does that mean? Buys for how many, or are you just playing more and more football for everyone?
More football.
If you're going to revenue share, you should make the players play more games.
What?
Yeah.
They already play 16. Well,
no,
the champions
only,
do.
Yeah, only the champions.
How many revenue share?
Some teams only play 12. All right?
You have revenue share and unlimited free agency. You should. So on the flip side of that, we can ask more of you.
What a bunch of awful people.
Good.
Right
you
now.
Get. Hold on a second. How's that awful? You get free college, revenue share, NIL,
free college,
free portal.
Are you playing the free college
free portal
game?
No, this is
free
literally
college. This that argument you're still using.
Hold on. Tell it to somebody who's got $260,000
well,
in debt.
And if you well,
you act like that's
you know
not
what,
a big
you know
thing. It didn't
fair.
Used to be as big a thing.
You know
it's
what?
Gotten way bigger.
Life is not fair. And if you're not 6'1" and 210, can't
no.
run a 4'5".
I'm adding it all.
Things change for
I'm
people.
Adding it all. This is tell me. Do you not get? Do you pay for your college? If you play,
but they don't
sports.
Want you there to, for college.
I'm giving the whole package, Odell. You get free college. You don't take on $120,000 to $260,000 of debt unless you play in the Ivy League. You get revenue share now. You get NIL. You get portal movement. So they ask you to play two extra games. Not the end of the world.
What's
the record reflect? I don't love.
Do
I don't
you
love
50% like the pro leagues do?
I don't know how much you get right now.
We extend it to 24.
All you
got to
do is unionize and collectively bargain, and you can do it.
Make me an employee. We'll have that conversation.
Good, and everyone has to opt in. All of the college players, and now you don't get to portal as often as you want. This is why college can't work like the pros.
As long as you
never
collective bargain it and you find a way to make an agreement.
The only way none of the biggest players will ever opt in.
Well, then I guess we got a problem.
Everyone acts like. But for the betterment of college sports, and for 88% of the athletes, it would be best. But as with life, we only care about the top 12%. That's the only ones. They run everything. So you keep things going the same way for them. It would be better if these athletes had health care and this, that, and the other. You know, you had an opportunity to truly share, because there are a lot of schools that could really use that and could use guardrails. And the players could. They would benefit from most programs, but not the biggest. The biggest programs, the best players, they benefit from no rules.
And the schools don't want the players on the dole with health care. They don't want that. They don't want it.
Well, that's something that if you unionize, you're going to get, not for life.
All right.
But for an extended period of time, you will.
They don't want to treat them like employees.
Okay. Dell should be pumped. He loves that Saudi milk.
What does
Kate
that mean?
Sent us. Chef Kate, who's wonderful. She's unbelievable. And then I said, we don't know what that means. She says, Dell's into the World Cup, and pretty soon we will be getting our milk from Saudi Arabia. Y'all said it like in September.
Did you say
it? Oh, that's been news of the week.
Man, you have a much better... It must have been news
of the weird.
It was news
of the weird. What else would be like? As soon as I heard that, like, that sounds like a news of the weird story. Saudi milk?
Saudi milk.
I never even heard of that.
Yeah, we're getting all our milk from Saudi. And you love that Saudi milk, you said.
I thought she was. I thought it was an urban.
I don't even like milk.
You don't know if you said it.
I got the bubble guts.
I thought it was an Urban Dictionary slander. She was, Dell drinks Saudi milk.
It was a news of the weird story.
It was news of the weird story is what
Saudi
it was, yeah.
Milk. I don't like milk from the cows in Texas. I got bubble guts with milk.
Okay.
You don't like milk? And
I
you got
the lactose.
Wow.
Oh, man. That's a shame. I didn't know that. Now I got to get you some milk.
That doesn't mean I'm going to drink it just because you buy it.
Well,
you can't force me to drink milk.
You might accidentally drink it.
How are you going to sneak? How you going to sneak milk into my diet?
Okay. 9:30 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got a break and we got some calls. Oh, Reggie's calling back. Well, sorry, you got to wait from the Saudi Arabia. Sorry about that. I know it's a long distance call. But we got to talk about San Jack right now.
Yeah, San Jack is a chance for you. You know, we just talked about college expenses. $120,000, frankly, that's almost on the low side for a lot of people going to college. And I know just looking at college, you know, what the college expenses are right now. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. You go to an even bigger school, a better school, you got a good student, but you just feel like you don't want to take on the debt, or maybe you're listening, you don't want to take on the debt. Why don't you go to San Jack? You can get credits from San Jack that will transfer into your major universities. You save so much money, whether it's just 1 year or 2 years, you can save money, get your credits, and that could be a very smart financial move for you. If you are someone who has a job that you hate and you... want to get out of there? You want to start a new career? San Jack is a great location for you as well. Be fearless. I know it's scary to make that change in your career, but be fearless at San Jack. Over 200 degree plans and certificates to choose from, and it gives you a chance to hit reset on what your career is. Or maybe you've never gotten it off the ground. San Jack might be the place where it all changes for you, but you can't do it unless you're fearless. Be fearless with San Jack. Go to the website. sanjack.edu. Try to get in on this semester if you want to get started. Or if not, start your course of action to change your life at sanjack.edu.
ESPN 97.5.
You
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi. Welcome back. As I mentioned, Reggie, who called from Saudi Arabia earlier in the show. Our first call from Saudi Arabia, I believe. I don't know. Maybe it is.
You couldn't get Kepka to call in from Saudi Arabia?
I mean, I tried. Reggie's back. He wants to clarify something that was said. Hey, Reggie.
Hey, fellas. I was just settling back into the show, and then Dale said that the guy asked about the old Reggie, the zesty one.
Yes.
And Dale said, oh, that's Reggie Palmer. I'm Reggie Palmer. I'm not that other guy.
Wait, so, who knew we had two Reggies tweeting us?
You've besmirched my name.
No, I love the other Reggie. Dale.
Wait, but the other Reggie is Reggie Palmer too, right?
I think they're two.
No, he's not. That was me on Twitter. No, y'all completely conflated it.
Oh.
Y'all did me bad.
Hold on.
Dale, if I was there, I would challenge you to a duel. You have besmirched
you
my name.
Besmirched
feels
his
aggressive.
Name.
That feels aggressive, a duel.
Reggie Palmer.
Man, I play football, man.
So
come on.
I don't know if a duel is necessary.
Wait, a duel. Yes, a duel. He's in Saudi Arabia. They duel.
Do you want to follow all the things Saudi Arabia does?
Yeah. So, yeah, everything. Reggie,
I just wanted to clean that up.
Right, what's your handle on Twitter?
I got off of Twitter because I didn't want that despicable me information.
Oh, okay.
I'm off Twitter.
You're off Twitter.
I switched over to
it's probably guy. Best.
Yeah, it is best. I mean, I wish I was too.
Apologies, Reggie.
He's Reggie Palmer. He's not the zesty one.
I like the zesty one.
I like the zesty
he's
one,
fun.
Too, but he doesn't want to be him.
Okay, apologies.
Yeah, okay. All right, Reggie, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for listening. I thought the other Reggie was Reggie Palmer, too.
I guess.
Did you see Stephen A? Stephen A said, we saw Charlie Kirk catch 8 receptions for 144 yards.
I know, and he apologized. He just messed up. I can't say anything. I mess up names constantly, so.
Yeah.
I'll sit that one out. But I did say, I'm sorry. Of course not Charlie Kirk. I met Christian Kirk, who also was sitting at colleges. No, it's different. No, wrong, no, Stephen A. No, Stephen A.
No, he wasn't.
You're wrong.
No, he wasn't. Did you see the video?
He did go to Texas A&M. I know that for a fact. Kingsville. No, regular Texas A&M.
Did you see the video where Jalen Petrie couldn't get his helmet off and Kalen Bullock helped him get it off, and then they were talking about what dogs they all are? and even Stingley came up, and Lassiter came up, and no, this one's the best DB in the league, and this.
Oh,
one.
So it wasn't about the helmet not coming off.
No.
Oh, okay,
but it was.
Well,
good.
They're not wrong.
That's a good video.
And you know what I like?
It's the best defensive backfield.
So Daniel so when Kalen Bullock was coming out of college, so Stingley. The big knock on Stingley was A, he was always hurt, but B, he wouldn't tackle anybody. Wouldn't tackle. He could, but just wouldn't do it. Kalen Bullock, bad tackler. Bad tackler. Took bad angles, and he's still not the greatest tackler. But something that Daniel Jeremiah and I talked about on the podcast, and I've seen this before, but he said he used to see it with the Ravens when he worked there. He said there's certain guys that you get them in a locker room, and if the locker room and the team on defense is a certain way, there's a lot of guys – who will raise their standards like, this is the expectation. I got to be more physical. Mm-hmm. I'm a cornerback. I got to be a tougher tackler. I'm a linebacker. I got to be more aggressive when I take on blocks. And he said, if you get with certain teams or certain leaders, and I watched Will Anderson after the game do his interview, and he's delightful on the interview. You watch his interview where he's smiling. Oh, man. First of all, thank you to Jesus. Jesus is great. Jesus helped hook me up and got me a bunch of sacks.
We
got that sack. That was great. And he gets super.
He said, no. I had a dream. I had a dream.
Oh, yeah. I had a dream. That's right. I had a dream. And he's like, but he didn't score a touchdown. I don't know. He might have scored a touchdown. You know how dreams are. When you start having a dream and then it turns into something else and then all of a sudden I'm riding around like a, I'm on a magic carpet ride, but you know, like when you start drinking milkshakes and then all of a sudden it turns into blood. Like, no, but I know what you mean. You know, dreams are weird like that. And then I saw, man, Will's just so happy go lucky.
He's so
then I saw his pregame speech.
Laura
Did you see his pregame speech?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a dog. He looked like Ray Lewis.
There's switches that he flips. Yeah.
So Laura Rutledge retweeted that because she was like, I don't know if I've ever had anyone as happy as he is. She was like, holy crap, thanks
but
for that.
But he sets a standard.
Yeah.
And you do. And him and Aziz set a standard of physicality that Henry Toto plays like Aziz does now. Will Anderson has guys. Jalen Petrie watches Will Anderson. And I guarantee you. Now, Jalen already had that in him. But so Jalen's one of those dudes, too, actually, who's that kind of leader. Stingley will come up and hit you now. Kalen Bullock, not a killer, but he does his job. He's more physical. That's become the standard. And now they love that that's what they're known for. Do you know how hyped they were in that team? Every time that they got another three and out, it's like a race to get back on the field and go murder someone. Yeah. it's like they can't wait to go hit. And then it spilled over to kick coverage. Their kick coverage guys are linebackers. A lot of these guys are safeties and linebackers. They want in on the action as well. They're going to and edge guys. They want to run out there and hit people too. They want to be known for being those kind of hitters. It's contagious on this team.
Yep.
You know, that's why you got to get those. That's why it's so important to get a guy like Will Anderson, because it becomes contagious. And then it becomes the standard. And then guess what happens, like with the Ravens? Ray Lewis, the Pittsburgh Steelers, all that faded with the Steelers. But Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and all the guys that were there set a standard. And then when Ed was gone, it was already the standard. It was already locked in. So the next group comes in, this is the expectation. You always see that, right? College football used to have a lot of it. You won't see it as much anymore with the movement. But this is the Notre Dame way. This is the Michigan way. Ohio State. You have certain ways that you're expected to play. For years and years, it used to be like that in college. Once again, that's probably over for the most part. But in the pros, it's harder to do. Well, the Ravens have done it. The Steelers did it for a long time. The Ravens have done it for over two decades. That's the standard. That's how strong Ray Lewis was, because everyone, Terrell Suggs, it's who they are.
Yeah, right.
Then it's the expectation. And then when he's gone, the expectation is cemented. So when Will Anderson's gone, hopefully there will have been other guys who've come in. And when they come in, they become the standard, and then they're looked to when the next guy comes in.
Yep. And those are the guys that D'Amico and I would say D'Amico looks for. Casario, you know, probably asked, hey, we want this guy?
He trusts.
Is he a dog? Is he a dog?
Lassiter is a D'Amico pick. You know why? D'Amico already said it. I love him. Mm. He's my favorite guy.
Yeah. Mike Vrabel up to some old Patriot tricks.
Who did he sign?
He signed Daryl Taylor.
Daryl Taylor, the week of. Up to his old Patriot tricks.
He didn't know nothing.
Yeah.
He didn't play.
He signed Daryl Taylor.
He's been around.
That is Patriot tricks, though.
Yeah, it is.
You take a guy off another team's roster and bring him in and, hey.
We just cut him this week.
We want to give you about – that's why you can't cut anybody before you play the Patriots.
Nope. Sean Payton being a D.
Or the Texans, Hannah pulls him in and says, listen.
Paid him.
We're going to give you a $50,000 bonus. What we want you to do is we're going to cut you. If the Patriots pick you up, you get a $25,000 bonus and give them these fake signals.
Hannah
signs.
Did that?
I don't think it's Cal.
I don't think it was either of them.
I could see Hannah and Nick.
Casario.
I could see Nick pulling those shenanigans.
Yeah.
Casario could do that. He knows. Yeah. He knows what the shenanigans
Maybe
are.
Maybe he's going to lie. Put that 50 large in his
sleeper
pocket.
Cell.
Certainly hope so, but Vrabel.
Daryl Taylor's sleeper
don't
cell.
Don't like it.
Man, I was just on vacation with Sean Payton. I mean.
You weren't with him.
You were in the same place.
We were in the same place together.
Same. He's
being
same,
a D.
Were you in the same hotel?
We were in the same complex.
Oh, okay.
And Arch. You know, we were all hanging out.
And Arch.
Yeah. So a reporter asked him, hey, how are you going to get to be? How are you going to run downhill on these? How are you to run, get the running game running downhill? And you want them to attack downhill? Peyton says you want them to attack downhill. Like, what do you know about attacking downhill in a run game? You don't know. He said he used my line.
Who was he talking to?
I guess he picked it up for me.
Was
then.
It an established
reporter?
Was it
reporter.
An established person or just
I don't
some
know.
New?
I don't.
New,
I can't.
New
can't.
Media.
What do you know about it?
What do you,
why did he do that to the dude?
I don't know. What a D. I mean, we're just having fun, and he used my line. You don't know.
Oh, you're not upset about how he treated the reporter. You're upset because he stole your line.
Stole my line, and he got it from me, and now he's using it on a reporter. Yeah.
What do you know about the run game?
What do you know?
Downhill.
You don't know. Yeah.
You better win that game, number one seed, all that arrogance you're displaying. Don't lose to the Bills.
Yeah, right.
Which is very possible.
Well, that's possible for sure.
Yeah, you can't be a – I mean, if you lose this week, you lost and you were a D?
I mean, win the game.
Better win the game. Better win the game. Otherwise, they'll light you up there, and rightfully so. Why you got to be – just say, you know, yeah, we're always trying to run downhill. I mean, why you got to be a D?
Just answer the question, buddy.
What did we miss today, Del?
What did you miss? I'm glad we were able to discuss Jabari's bounce backs. That was important. So we didn't miss that. We got to the Tomlin thing. Shout out to Elliot for his
Ty
call.
Simpson.
Oh, we did not. Oh, yeah, Ty Simpson. We'll save that for the next show because we love college football, and like you guys. You always like to rip the sport and all the problems.
Ty Simpson turned down over $6 million from Ole Miss.
Yeah, and maybe Miami as well. In fact, he named Miami as one of the schools
that
came after him.
There's no way that's the real number.
He talked to On3 and said, hey, what he said was, once Miami missed out on Leavitt, they came back to me and offered me this gigantic number.
Simpson said that?
Yeah, and he said, I couldn't do it. And you know why he said he couldn't do it? Because of the legacy he built at Alabama. He didn't want to ruin it. You know, that legacy.
And instead he's going, $6 million, I'd ruin
all your
legacy.
Well, I'm telling you now, he will not make as much money his first year as a rookie he would have.
But his legacy, the legacy of getting pummeled in the Rose Bowl, that legacy that he built of a one-year starter, losing in the
– Now, the legacy of beating Oklahoma.
They're like, beat it, Simpson.
Losing in the SEC title
game. He was 1-1 against Oklahoma. You know why he left? What Alec told me is he left because he wasn't going to be the starter next year. They got somebody – come. They got a dude – And so,
yeah, it's one of DeBoer's.
And he just didn't want to. And you know what? Shout out to him. He was an Alabama guy. He didn't want to play for another team and have Alabama fans hate him.
Didn't want to ruin his legacy.
Legacy's a strong word. Did he use the L word?
He did use the word legacy, yes.
Legacy. I mean, he just started playing this year after 3 years.
He's a 1 year starter, and he had a legacy he didn't want to ruin.
Okay.
Yep.
Also, our very own Kyle Tucker allegedly has a deal, or at least a offer from the Mets for $50 million a year.
50 for Kyle Tucker.
Sleep, sweet dreams.
Wow, good luck. Sleep That's tight. Why the Mets are the Mets.
So Bregman, 35 AAV. Tucker's going to get 50?
Hey, well, what's Fromber?
Jim Crane knew right when to get rid of him.
Let me ask you, what's Fromber getting now when these prices are out there and he's a lefty who doesn't get hurt?
Yeah, he's also a guy that people know kind of an a-hole throwing at his catcher.
I don't think that matters. Look at how many wins.
And talking and hit some of his posts.
That's not going to matter. A-holes have gotten paid for all of it. A-holes have gotten paid for the history of baseball.
Yeah, but not the big.
He had one issue. Has this been an ongoing issue?
He was an a-hole all year this year.
He's a 30. He's going to get 30. 30 plus.
Yeah, he's going to be. Ooh, I don't think he'll get 30 plus, but okay, well, maybe. He's also going to be 30. So I don't know.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He may be 30, but I don't think it matters because he's never his durability. He's not a guy who has spin rates. Never been an issue with his arm. I don't remember him missing. Has he missed time? Certainly, at some point, he's missed time.
But no
forearm or shoulder or elbow.
No, he survived the crucible of pitching for the Astros. That should add value to him. Never miss a
no. He's
time
a horse
due to an arm injury.
He's been.
After
he's been one
for
of
the Astros.
He's one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball since 2020. And he doesn't miss a lot of time at all.
The Astros gauntlet is like when you send someone out to go make your first
kill.
He
didn't used to be, but it's turned
it's
into
the gauntlet.
That.
You go out there and kill a wolf with a stick. That's the gauntlet the Astros put their pitcher's arms through.
One last thing, you come out
through it, you're a better man.
One last thing. Jordan Addison was arrested for the third time in 3 years.
Wow.
It was 3:40 something in the morning, and he was
nothing good happened
in some location where he wasn't. He was trying to. It was criminal trespassing.
Hmm.
So that
shouldn't be a big deal.
And his GM came out and said, "Yeah, you know, we'd love to work on an extension, but this kind of stuff has to be considered." His GM's probably thinking,
"Good,
because I'm going to get a deal where I can get rid of him. Because you can write a contract in where you can keep him, but if anything like this happens, gone. No financial considerations. Right. Misses third arrest.
LeBron's agent says, Rich Paul says, that the Lakers should trade Austin Reeves to Memphis for Jaren Jackson Jr.
And you know what happened at the game? Austin Reeves' agent approached Rich Paul about his comments. Hey, why are you on a podcast?
Why would he do why would he
and
say
then
that?
LeBron had to had come to out answer. And say, hey, that's Rich is his own man. That does not reflect
I know.
Boss.
That's such a bad move that's for Rich Rich to do
he's
that when LeBron's got a
podcast,
teammate. That was
he's
stupid.
Say all kinds of stuff.
You can't say that. That's LeBron's team. That's LeBron's teammate. That's dumb.
Yeah.
Also, Fred Warner. We thought he was done. He's designated for return for the NFC Championship game.
What about is anyone news about oh my God.
Anthony Davis still lives, but he'll be out for a long time.
Is JJ coming back?
What?
Yeah.
No.
One, I mean, if they can get Fred Warner.
Fred Warner, who was on the roster.
JJ Watt.
JJ, who's been retired for 3 years.
So what?
I don't want 240-pound JJ Watt. Have you seen him lately?
I know.
He's a lot leaner.
He's still come off the edge. He's still come off the edge.
I'm good with who we've got off the edge. Why would you?
Yeah.
You're trying to jinx it. Don't jinx it.
JJ.
We like everybody we have. Derek Barnett, I'm good with you two. All of y'all.
No, Derek's had a good
game. Can't wait for JJ, even at 240, to cheat on the inside and have a run break contained, because he will still be doing that.
He doesn't do that anymore.
He still would.
Go inside at 240.
Yeah, he would.
He ain't going inside.
You better be quick, because you'll get washed down into the dirt.
He's going to have to find a way to make up for weighing less. He will cheat. He will cheat and take gambles.
Let's get JJ back on this D-line.
Nah, he's too busy picking the Steelers. He was asked on Monday night.
Great idea by me.
He was asked on Monday night, who are you going for? Well, grew up with my brother.
Yeah.
Made that stupid hype video, then sided with the Steelers.
And then, but he also put out a great hype video for
the
Texans.
I'm talking about. It was the Texans hype video. And then he said, hey, who are you rooting for tonight?
Well, my brother. Yeah. Well, come on. That's blood. You always root for your brother. At Home Depots or wherever. Okay? It don't matter where they go.
You want to explain that reference to people?
Dell's brother was deported by his dad.
He said he was taking him to Home
Dell's
Depot.
Dell's dad deported his own brother.
Sometimes
that happens.
Hey,
you got to know what's best for.
Why are we driving all the way out past Humble for this? Why are we driving past Humble? Why are we going to that
at
Home Depot?
At least if you're
going to
tell the story, know the location. We weren't in Houston at the time.
You weren't?
We were in L.A.
Oh,
that's a longer
LAX.
Plane flight. Damn, poor kid.
He was fine.
Time to talk a little Taqueria Sarandas.
Yeah, Taqueria Sarandas. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, anytime is Taqueria Sarandas. They have great tamales. Woo-wee. We bought some from the Arandas Bakery for a Christmas party that we went to. It was actually a post-Christmas party. It was family. And everyone in the family loved the chicken and serrano pepper, I believe it was serrano pepper, tamales, pork tamales. Wow, were they great. My wife's a tamale slob and snob, and she loved the tamales, as do I. That's just a little something extra while you're getting your conchas, you're getting your sweets and desserts at an Arandas Bakery. Don't forget to grab some tamales for later that night, or you can freeze them and have them whenever you like. At the Taqueria Sarandas location, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, as I mentioned. But the main thing is you can eat there as often as you like, because very, very reasonable prices, and it's authentic Mexican fare. So my favorite is the taquitos, the 5 small tacos, street style with chopped onions, cilantro, lime, and I like to go with al pastor tacos. You can get what you love at Taqueria Sarandas locations all over the city of Houston. Find one at taqueriasarandas.com.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, a college football player at UAB wants to transfer. He's no longer with the UAB football team because he stabbed 2 of his teammates before a game.
I know. I've read about this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he wants to transfer to another school. Where do you think he should end up? Miami? I mean,
is he going to play in college football this year? You stab teammates?
You said Miami?
Miami, yeah. I mean, that's where
I'm not sure.
And aren't you guys like the criminals or something?
No, I mean, I don't care so much about that. But can he dig out a linebacker when we're running a gap?
Yeah, but he might stab somebody.
I don't care.
Like somebody.
I asked you a question, John. You asked me, Miami, can he dig out a linebacker when we're running a gap? If he can't, then he can't play for us.
And beat it.
Yeah.
Well,
block someone. Can he do that?
If he can do that, we don't care about the stabbings.
At this point, a game away, a win away from a national title, we want to keep a potential dynasty going. Can you dig out the safety or linebacker when Mark Fletcher's running up the middle?
If not,
then go play at Florida State. They're soft.
Oh my god!
Old trash ass university hadn't recovered from being snubbed. Wow. Look at that!
Look how cocky he is now.
Look at that school since they got snubbed. What have they done? Cry and be terrible.
Look how cocky he is now.
Hey, sorry. It's where we're at. It's gonna get worse as we get closer.
You still have to play the game. You know that, right, Del?
Please, Indiana, please.
All right.
Do me one favor.
What's your 270?
I don't need him with an Addy.
What's your 285-pound defensive tackle?
Okay, don't worry about it.
Good luck, Indiana. Right up the A-gap.
Wow. I can't wait for this game. Can't wait.
Yeah.
A fortune teller predicted that her client would have bad luck. Oh, no, it was a man. He predicted that his client, she was on the brink of misfortune and would lose something valuable. Well, the fortune teller has been arrested because right after that, he stole her phone. But he predicted it.
There's some jobs that shouldn't be gender specific. One that should be is fortune teller.
I agree.
I ain't looking for no male fortune teller.
No, I ain't looking for no fortune teller. Right. But if I am, she better have an accent, and it better be a female.
Right, and she needs to be hot.
I don't care. It's usually an older lady, but I don't need a male fortune teller.
Most of them look like they probably could have been pretty good 12 years earlier, 15 years earlier, but they're always, like, they eat a lot. Like, they're heavy in the hummus game.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, which is not great for you if you eat it. It's supposed to be healthy. I eat a lot of hummus. I love hummus. But it does have a lot of fat in it. But it's the good fat, so I don't know what I'm
saying. Two things that you should be a female at is fortune teller and masseuse.
I mean,
I ain't looking for no guys.
Well, you don't have to go to a male masseuse, but I don't mind that. I just don't look. I'm not looking for a male fortune teller.
Not for me.
Well, I don't go get massages. I don't care for them.
I don't care even if she's ugly. No, thank you. I'm out on massage.
An ugly
with a
woman?
Guy.
Oh, just okay. You say an ugly woman can massage you.
Yeah.
Well, what a guy.
See?
What a guy you are.
Am I not?
Even the uggos can give you a massage, as long as he's not a man.
John's pretty. He lets you know where he stands that man and men touching him.
Yeah.
John is.
But yeah,
I had a male masseuse. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, typically in the mall.
What are you about to say?
Typically,
John?
In the mall. I don't.
Big deal.
No, wait.
Not a big deal.
I don't
deal.
Prefer, but it's not. That. I'm secure enough in my masculinity.
Did the male masseuse say a certain thing to you?
Hey, no. Give me some of that salchicha.
Did he say that?
No. They don't talk. That? Just. No.
No?
Like I said, typically it's in the mall where you sit on those chairs.
Right. So you weren't in a towel or anything?
No, but still. No, thank you. Well, what about Underdog? I mean, that's what you need to talk about.
Underdog Fantasy, I'm going to make this real quick for you. Underdog Fantasy is your spot for the playoffs. Playoff football is here. You're going to be watching these games, right? The fewer games you have, the more important they are, the more dialed in it is. Are they going to be lower scoring games? If so, you might want to go lower on a lot of those stats that are out there. Underdog allows you to pick two players or more and start to pair them together. And if you pick higher or lower correctly for all of them, big payouts are coming your way. Big payouts, real money, legal, right here in the state of Texas. In the lobby, they will have free picks on players, so they give you basically automatic winners for some of these quarterbacks. And you have profit boosts as well that boost your profits even higher than what they will normally be when you pick your winners. So go study the games, watch the games, play along with the games by downloading the Underdog Fantasy app and using promo code Lance. on your first deposit. Once you play your first $5, you're going to get $75 in bonus entries. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance.
18 plus and present Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms_DFS_html for details. Consider with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.com.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.